I was out of the office for only one day, and now it feels like my whole world is crashing down. Choking back tears, Barbara was unaware that she had just joined a storied lineage of what we might call the oppressed leader, one whose blind spots had led, in her temporary absence, to a mild insurrection. A young project manager at a pharmaceutical research firm, Barbara had a team of 8 project coordinators, each responsible for tracking a different set of clinical trials, who had approached her boss, the director of research, to complain about her behavior. She was accused of being impatient, critical, and at times harsh with feedback, to the point where morale was low, and many on the team felt dejected and unmotivated. If anyone was going to be fired, Barbara knew it wouldn't be the aggrieved workers. She admitted to me that under stress, she did occasionally lash out at what she considered their immaturity and lack of follow-through. She knew better than to shout at them in the hallway, but every so often, she snapped. Welcome to the brave new world of feedback. Barbara's moment under the microscope is hardly rare. Leadership is a journey, and that journey moves in the right direction only with a quality that we all spend a lifetime acquiring: self-awareness. During my opening lecture for my NYU graduate-level leadership class, I ask, how many of you consider yourselves to be self-aware? On day one, trying to impress the teacher, 3/4 of the students raise their hands. Once I introduce the concept of EQ, using Daniel Goleman's framework from his book Emotional Intelligence, of self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, and relationship management, I ask them about the moments when they received the sting or bolster of feedback. How do they come to know their own talents, interests, and tendencies? Are they aware of how they are viewed by others? This dialogue creates an interesting shift in the energy of the classroom, often bringing the students to a place of vulnerability and reflection. They tend to flip from overconfidence to self-effacement. When I wrap up by asking, how many of you still consider yourselves to be self-aware? There are few hands in the air. The students awake now to the hard truth that self-awareness is a lifelong journey along 2 interwoven paths: knowing yourself and knowing how others perceive you. Ultimately, the most effective leaders develop both internal and external feedback practices that lead to greater alignment between how they see themselves and how the world sees them. When you know how you are perceived and you have a sense of your typical responses to the challenges and opportunities the world brings your way, you are more likely to feel grounded, centered, and energized, a solid foundation from which you can become agile as a leader. Leadership Agility Self-Assessment. The Leadership Agility Self-Assessment will help you discover your own starting point for growth. You can find it on the PDF that accompanies this audiobook. Take a few minutes to read the questions in each of the 6 domains we will explore together. Then go back, and without overthinking, there is no right or wrong way to be, mark where you consider yourself to be on the spectrum from alpha to beta, or heroic to post-heroic, in your approach to each question.